Vacation for Charisse Valentine, Charisse Valentine. Date of birth is 12/20/1955. Date of service is 12/10/2024. The patient, Charisse Valentine, is here for a follow-up visit. She has been suffering from various chronic illnesses, including mixed connective tissue disorder, lupus, SLE. Along with that, she has migraine, generalized rheumatoid arthritis, and generalized splitting osteoarthritis throughout all the joints, carpal tunnel syndrome, peripheral muscle spasm, sleep issue, as well as she has arthritic changes in the lumbar spine. The supraspinal tendon was involved with the tendinitis without any trauma. Currently, she reported that her left leg has swollen, left knee is painful and swollen, and she is reporting pain behind the patella on the left side. Right knee also is painful, but left knee and left leg is very painful and sore, and more worse than the right. She also has a concurrent carpal tunnel syndrome pain, numbness and tingling of second, third, fourth finger, both sides. Lower back pain is 7 and hand pain is 8. She is requesting an ultrasound of the knee and the leg to make sure there is no venous blood clotting. On measurement, the right leg was found to be 15 inches, 2 inches below the knee, and the left leg was found to be 15.5 inches, 2 inches below the knee. Her pain level varies from 4 to 8 and is stabilized by Ortrim that she takes 50 milligram a day. And also she has a chronic muscle spasm which are held by 2 milligram Valium. Pain level is from 4 to 8 while ADLs are affected 6. And 80% relief is obtained by the patient with the current treatment. Kindly review the records for ADLs. For system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. Physical examination is the same as before, but right leg is 15 inch. On measurement with the tape, and left leg is 15.5 inch. Homin sign was negative, and the leg has no pitting edema. No generalized tenderness was noticed except for the peripatellar, and behind the patella there is a tenderness, and range of motions are normal, and the anterior and posterior apprehension. Anterior posterior drawer sign is negative. McMorris Steinman is negative. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Yes. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is to continue ordering an ultrasound for the left knee. Ultrasound for venous duplex for the left leg to identify any venous blood clotting. She's provided with tramadol 50 milligram at night and Valium 2 milligram at night. She's referred to Dr. Portnoy, who's a rheumatoid arthritis, to continue the treatment. Thank you.